Mark Daly, we are at Columbia Central High School in the athletic office, and we're talking with AD Josh Kubiak. We do appreciate the time. Thank you so much for letting us come in.
Oh, absolutely no problem. I'm glad you're out here today.
So let's talk about some of the things that are happening here this fall with your fall sports programs. I mean, obviously, when you think fall, you're thinking football. A lot of people want to be under the lights. You know, we're looking forward to those Friday nights where the community just kind of comes together. And that's really what happens with the football programs. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect with the football program this year, first game being on Thursday.
Exactly, you said Friday Night Lights is a special time, and the one thing that I will say is that people are going to expect a lot of numbers for us. We have a lot of kids out, a lot of younger kids out, and we're going to try to keep the same kind of tradition that we've done the last 4 or 5 years out here and get the winning back. Last year we only went 2-5, but we lost 3 games in like the last play of the game. So we're trying to finish our games out and be back to what we call Columbia Central football.
Tell me about that rivalry with the friends from the north.
It's, us playing Napoleon is a big game. All the kids talk about it, community talk about it. We had some ex-players come to practice last week, and they talked to the kids about it. It's just a great thing to do because our communities are so close. It's great for the schools, great for the fans, great for everybody out this way.
So does the Beat Napoleon sign in your office, does that come out at all during the game?
It does, and if you look up there by our sign, we do have the jug up there too. So that is, like I said, it's a big, big deal that we have. The kids like it, love it. It's, it's something that we've been saying, Beat Napoleon, since January, so right. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about some other sports. Like we said, football is the one that everybody looks forward to, but you had a lot of success with your volleyball program last year.
Yes, our volleyball team is returning everybody but one senior from last year. They would be my guess to win the LCAA this year. And like I said, they kind of brought our community together last fall when everything that was going on. The run they had in districts and regionals, we hosted the regionals and we had a huge crowd. And I believe that their success last year has helped build our program even more this year. We have a freshman volleyball team. Which is the first time we've really had a successful freshman team since I can remember out here at Columbia Central.
And that's really the team to watch this year for you this fall.
I would say yes. Our volleyball team is probably our number one team that we're looking forward to this fall out there. They have a lot coming back. But I also cannot leave out, we have an All-State, two All-State runners on our cross-country team. And both of them are qualified in state, and they're both right there also with it. So we got some good athletes out here.
Cross-country is just, it's one of those sports that maybe gets a couple sentences reported on or talked about. But those athletes, they're tough. You have to have a certain type of mindset in order to put your body through that each and every day. And they are really hard workers.
Well, here's one sporting event I suggest everybody go watch. If you have not watched a finish of a cross-country race, I recommend everybody to go watch it, because those kids coming in that last 100 meters, 100 feet, whatever it is, they're giving everything they got, and then they come to the line and they could collapse.
Yeah.
It's one of the best – I mean, honestly, it's one of the best things to watch as athletic sports, watching those kids finish the race, because they give it all they got all the way to the end.
Tell me about your soccer program. How are the boys looking this year?
Good. We're returning, once again, some good players. I know our soccer coach, Kendon Smith, is super excited about them. They just came back from an up north like team camp they came to. They opened the season this Friday, the 19th, at Leslie. And, we're looking forward to them to, the last couple of years they were in the district championship, either runners-up or won it. So we're looking for them, once again, to be one of the teams in the area that are pushing for a district championship.
What are some of the other teams that maybe we should highlight that we haven't touched on yet?
Our boys tennis team. Our boys tennis team, I think, is one to look at, too. Our coach, Dana Daniels, has done a great job getting boys out. We have struggled getting enough boys out. With the last 2 years, we fielded a complete team. And now that, they've got a little bit of experience, players going in a full roster, I look at them to get some wins underneath their belts this year.
Very good. Well, we're looking forward to talking about all the great things that are happening here at Columbia Central throughout the year, fall sports and beyond, because I know basketball, you have football going on right now. Basketball's just around the corner, and we're all looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, our girls basketball program has been phenomenal the last three years. It started out with a group of seniors that we had that finished up last year. You know, we won three league championships in a row, and we got a lot of young players coming in and a couple veterans on the team coming back next year that we're really looking forward to, you know, them to keep the success going.
Good deal. Again, thank you so much for the time, and looking forward to talking with you throughout the year.
Thank you.